feeling of oneness, to be one with nature, the feeling to see now the true aspects of nature, the beauty in it, and which filled me with happiness.
The All-American Half Pounder, pure beef patty, lettuce, tomatoes.
And then, of course, there's the ontological argument for a deity.
Little indie rock electro remix.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers built up on top of one another like a sandwich.
Have you ever jacked in? Have you ever wire tripped?
Only you knew what the show before us did to us.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
I know to trip is just too far.
President Bush has authorized spying on American citizens as part of his war on terror without obtaining court approval at any time.
Freak sucks.
Tears of the gods. Yes, the tears of the gods.
From every mountain and valley the world over are flowers and plants of simple beauty. Some hold a natural wonder, chemicals that soothe pain and inspire euphoria. At times they've been hailed as a gift of heaven, but in the last century they've been condemned as a scourge of man. Once, marijuana, cocaine, opium, ecstasy, LSD, even heroin were perfectly legal. Today, they compel a war on drugs. Did these plants and drugs change? Or did we?
Drugs are menacing our society.
It's like a five-hour orgasm.
Used wisely can produce the greatest ecstasy that man knows.
Ergot is a fungus that grows on corn.
For centuries, midwives have used it to stimulate the uterus in childbirth. At Sandoz, Hoffman was experimenting with ergot, trying to refine its effect. On the 16th of April, 1943, he was in his laboratory preparing a fresh batch of a compound he'd first synthesized 5 years before. It was lysergic acid diethylamide, LSD.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events. Who knows where? Mixed in between and on top of the music that always matches a different weekly theme. And this evening, we are celebrating the upcoming psychedelic holiday known as Bicycle Day. It's April 19th, and this theme is actually one I call Psychotripodalia. We're going to be playing a whole bunch of psychedelic songs plus excerpts from a BBC documentary about Dr. Albert Hoffman, the discoverer of LSD. And because this Bicycle Day that we are celebrating is not about going out and in general riding bicycles and having fun that way, instead it's about the first LSD trip that was taken by a human being. And that would be Dr. Albert Hoffman. So this is a show with a triple featured Tears of the Gods. Because we've got Boston local artist Axe Monkey is one of our featured artists who you just heard. Acid Django from a pre-release album way back when. And also, before that, we heard from Jefferson Airplane and the quintessential psychedelic song White Rabbit. We're also going to be having a big feature with some early psychedelic Pink Floyd. And then even a few selections from our featured compilation album, Nuggets, that four-disc extravaganza, four-CD extravaganza, original artifacts from the first psychedelic era, 1965 to 1968. So, yeah, Bicycle Day is not really about cycling, but instead it's an international holiday that commemorates the day that Dr. Albert Hoffman first tripped on LSD, lysergic acid diethylamide, and then he biked home from his lab in Basel, Switzerland. That was in 1943, the middle of World War II. Actually, the first time that he tried LSD, it was quite accidentally on April 16th, 1943, because he was making up a batch of this chemical, and he happened to notice afterwards that colors seemed very bright, and he had a kind of heightened awareness of things, and he later realized that the sensations must have been due to him having absorbed this chemical through his skin. And then, in the finest scientific tradition, he decided to test that hypothesis on himself on April 19th, 1943. And as you'll hear, mixed into this sound collage, being a cautious man, he decided to try the smallest possible dose that he thought could have any possible effect, and then he just increased it until he started noticing things. But that small dose, 250 micrograms, 250 millionths of a gram, turned out to be very strong, as he says in his wonderful Swiss-German accent. So, feeling ill, he decided to return home on his bicycle. And on that bike ride back home, he very vividly experienced the psychedelic effects of LSD. The first acid trip in human history, which then ultimately propelled the world into the psychedelic age. Before we go any further, let me definitively state what Chuck U normally does, that the views and the opinions in this sound collage reflect those of the participants and not necessarily those of the trustees of Tufts, WMFO, or even this show's producer. That be me. So we're gonna play you music, and we're gonna mix up more clips from that BBC documentary about the discovery of LSD and Dr. Albert Hoffman, who lived to the fine old age of 102, passing away in 2008. And also a little bit more, our featured local artist, Axe Monkey. They're a Boston-based instrumental rock group, and their leader is guitarist Catherine Capozzi. She was a guest on my show in 2008. So yeah, we've got so much great music for you this evening, including early Pink Floyd, Deep Purple, Jimi Hendrix, Kraftwerk, Brian Eno, who right now is backing me up with The Lost Day here. And also Led Zeppelin and Tangerine Dream. And I'm sending out in the next set this Movements of a Visionary from Tangerine Dream's Phaedra album out to Savoir Faire. He's a big Tangerine Dream fan, as am I. And backing me up right now, yes, this is The Lost Day from Brian Eno. Next, we're going to start off this set with one of my favorite Crystal Method songs. So much so that I've had the Trip Like I Do clip in my show intro since my original episode in 2004. And it really expresses what I'm trying to do here in my sound collages for you, dear listener, to understand and experience things through what might seem like some crazy perspectives, but that might actually turn out to be quite valid and even more real than reality itself. So let's get going. Explore some psychedelic aspects of nature and tripping it. Exploring reality. Ultra reality.
Another world.
Beyond.
Another time.
WMFO. In Medford.
In the age of thunder.
Freeform Radio.
Another world. Another time. This land was green and good until the crystal cracked. Themselves. Cheat death again.
priest of the LSD movement is Dr. Timothy Leary, once a respected professor of clinical psychology at Harvard, now at 47, depending on your point of view, a prophet or a threat to the conventional morality.
LSD is a psychedelic drug. Psychedelic means mind opening. Psychedelic means a process of going within. Psychedelic chemicals are ways of contacting your body, contacting areas of your nervous system which can teach you things. Psychedelic drugs tend to turn you off from the outside world and put you in tune with what we call the divinity within.
Your mind in the sense of temperaments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of temperaments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look at your song, look at your song.
Yeah. You can do beat makes and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
At the end of the synthesis, I got in a very strange psychic situation. A kind of dream world appeared. A feeling of oneness with the world. A very strange experience which reminded me to some experience I had in childhood.
Thank you.
I was in nature, in the forest, in the wood, that I had some kind of, I would say, mystical experiences. The feeling of oneness, to be one with nature, the feeling to see now the true aspects of nature, the beauty of it, and which fills me with happiness.
Subject was booked under Section 601, in danger of leading an idle, dissolute, or immoral life.
We have
This evening, on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, we are celebrating the psychedelic holiday of Bicycle Day, which is coming up April 19th. Yes, our theme actually is called Psychotripodalia, and it's a triple feature. It's even more than that. We're mixing up local Boston band Axe Monkey and some of their psychedelic styled music, along with some, soon enough, some psychedelic Pink Floyd. And also, we've got a featured compilation album in Nuggets, original artifacts from the first psychedelic era. So right now, we are listening to something that's a little bit strange. It's a beach scene. It's ocean waves recorded at a beach somewhere with birds in the background. But what I've done is I'm playing this backwards, like digitally reversed. And, you know, it's a beach with birds, but if you listen very closely, there's something just crazy. The waves are kind of going out and coming in backwards. And the birds, yeah, they're flying around here backwards, just like the way that they're screaming here. Kind of the same thing, only different. In any case, that's my ambiance right now. But what you heard kicking off the set was the Crystal Method with some really fat synthesizers on that song Trip Like I Do, off of that perfect album Vegas. Every song on that album really rocks. Then the first of two selections from that Nuggets compilation, the Strawberry Alarm Clock with Incense and Peppermints. And then the German electronic band Tangerine Dream, one of their 1970s pieces, Movements of a Visionary, from their Phaedra album. And then another selection from Nuggets, that was the Amboy Dukes with Journey to the Center of the Mind. And perhaps you too, you as well, heard the beginning of that song and thought it was going to be a WMFO station ID with Steven Pinker. And you're waiting for him to come in. But no, that was that song, the whole of it. And then we finished off with Deep Purple and Space Truckin'. And over the years, I've played a number of Deep Purple songs, had them as a featured artist. But one thing that I got wrong all the time, I talked about John Lord's mighty B3 organ. And he did play a B3 organ, a Hammond B3, but his main instrument was really a Hammond C3 organ. And what he did, you know, that was an organ that had an output. And one of the things that he did, rather than using it as more like the jazz style, it's like his idol, Jimmy Smith, a jazz organist, John Lord plugged his Hammond C3 organ into a Marshall stack like his bandmate Richie Blackmore and cranked it up and got some of that tube distortion. And yeah, that makes a difference, I think. Speaking of making a difference, did you know that a single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatts of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days? Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is the equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Yes, These are some numbers to think about. From WMFO in Medford, we are Tufts Educational Radio. And in case you didn't know it, a kilowatt hour is the amount of energy a 1,000-watt appliance uses in 1 hour. So yeah, 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy for just one Bitcoin transaction? What a waste. And a real damage to the environment. Also, I wanted to mention that our WMFO donations drive is apparently still going on. And if you like what we're doing here, consider donating. To do that, go to WMFO.org, click on that donations drive tab, and there'll be instructions there. And the one thing I would say is particularly critical is making sure to designate your donation for WMFO. Otherwise, it'll end up in the Tufts General Fund. And that's a fine enough, you know, educational institution thing. But really, if you're giving us money, if you're giving WMFO money, you want to make sure it lands in our fund. Okay, in the next set, we're going to have some of our features, or again there, another selection from Nuggets. And we're going to also have a 11-minute live Pink Floyd performance that was recorded at the Fillmore West in 1970. And this is, well, this is Pink Floyd as they were in 1970. We're going to conclude the set with what I think is the best, the coolest cover ever. Devo covering Jimi Hendrix, where they just rip apart his song, Devo-ize it, and rebuild it. But first, we're going to start off this set with another selection from our featured local artist, Axe Monkey, and this is called Frenetic Carmen. Here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts, freeform, community, non-commercial, and even sometimes educational radio.
We'll be right back.
being a cautious man, and I thought I would start with the smallest quantity, which even it could have any effect. Namely, I started with 0.25 milligram, and had the intention then to increase the dosage, but then to see if something would happen. But this very small dose, the first dose of my experiments I planned, was very, very strong.